Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Skin Intimate with Faceplant Aesthetics. My name is Lauren, and today I'm sharing all about my hiring process with you guys. Okay, if you didn't know, now you do. We just hired our first esthetician at Faceplant Aesthetics other than myself. Her name is Casey. She's a master esthetician, so she will be able to do all the things that I do at Faceplant Aesthetics, you know, help us grow, help us out, take her own clients with Faceplant. And you guys, she's great. I really am very confident in the choice we made, and already I think she's so cute. So I did throughout the hiring process, and even since I've been done with it for a little bit now, and I'm still in the onboarding process, but throughout the process, I have been asked like some questions on what exactly I'm doing, how I'm doing it, maybe some things I've been looking for in my estheticians and whatnot. So let's talk about the process. So I'm pregnant, if you didn't know as well. And when I found out I was pregnant, I literally found out on the day where I turned 4 weeks pregnant is when I took that test. However, I knew like the whole week before, I just knew I was pregnant. My husband did too. We were spending Thanksgiving in Arizona with his family. We hadn't taken a test yet, but the two of us just like both had this inkling. We hadn't actually shared it with each other either, but we both just had this inkling that I was pregnant. So I found out at 4 weeks pregnancy that I was pregnant. And one of my first thoughts was literally like, oh my gosh, how is this going to affect my business? Because, you know, there's doctor's appointments. What if you're sick? What if you never know how it goes. And then obviously a maternity leave, things like that. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Because truthfully at the time, I wasn't planning on hiring another master esthetician onto Faceplant Aesthetics until we had our next location, which was going to be, and is going to be, our storefront location. And I was like, how would that work? Like, I don't, like my husband and I were kind of already looking at storefronts and everything, but we were like, we don't think that's the move right now, just because if we try finding a storefront, building it out and moving it in, doing all the prep for that, and then I go on a maternity leave, financially, that's not the smartest thing. Stress-wise, it's not the smartest thing, especially because I have a hard time dealing with stress a lot of the time, and you know, you don't want to stress that much when you're pregnant and whatnot. So we kind of were like, okay, you know, it's not a big deal. We will wait for the storefront for sometime after we have our baby, which is totally fine. You know, I believe that a lot of things do happen for a reason. So I wasn't too upset about that. But yeah, I wasn't planning on hiring another esthetician for Faceplant until we were, you know, about to move into storefront, like bigger and better things. But obviously, I made the decision to hire sooner because I didn't want to leave my clients high and dry, not getting their treatments, not getting their treatments the FPE way. I am blessed in that I've been able to build quite a loyal clientele that really like how things are done at Faceplant Aesthetics specifically. It's a comment I do get in feedback regularly, is they just like the vibes. They like how I move with my treatments. They like my protocols. So I didn't want to leave my clients like high and dry going on a maternity leave, especially because as my pregnancy progressed, more and more things came up that made me more and more high risk. So, you know, the chance that I would have to go on maternity leave sooner, or what if I was put on bed rest because I am high risk? There's just so many what ifs, you know? And I was like, I don't want to take that chance. And not only not give my clients the best that we can at Faceplant, whether I'm there or it's another esthetician giving their treatment, but also as in a business standpoint, you don't want to have to stop having an income come in, especially because this is mine and my husband's main source of income. So like business standpoint, we were like, oh my gosh, like we don't want that. Or, you know, even though you say you're only going to go on maternity leave for X amount of time, again, those can be unpredictable. But even then, even if it's not unpredictable and you are gone for, let's say, 6 to 8 weeks minimum, some people are impatient and want their treatments every 2 to 4 weeks, as they've been used to getting. So then they go find somebody else. So from a business standpoint, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, like we don't want this happening. Because, you know, it is, again, our main source of income. So there was so much that went into this. And then, so I knew, like, okay, it wasn't the plan. But again, I was like, this is great. Maybe it's a good thing we're getting started on having another esthetician at Faceplant before having the storefront, because then that can help us prep for a storefront more in the sense of, you know, growing the business, the clientele and everything more, getting, you know, our name out there more, things like that. So I was like, you know, again, like trying to look at the positives and everything. I was like, okay, we can do this. So I think sometime earlier this year, I want to say it was like January, February, guys, I was doing a Q&A on my stories, and a question I would get often for like over a year was, am I hiring or will I be hiring soon? And I was always like, no, not yet. Maybe, other than when I was hiring for an assistant, which I've had my assistant since September of last year. But finally, it was either January, February, I said, oh yeah, actually, we probably will be, and we'll be starting the process sometime in like maybe mid-springish. I do believe I said like, oh, if anybody's interested in the position, please like send me a quick little message and let me know, like, if you want me to start stalking your Instagrams, because truthfully, in this line of work, and in a lot of lines of work, yeah, let's go with that, in 2023, social media and social media marketing and all that is so, so important. It really is. So I was like, you know, I am going to look at people's Instagrams. That is going to be a factor, obviously not the main factor, but I just am going to start kind of watching, seeing about anybody that's interested in the job and about what they're, you know, sharing on their pages. Does it align with what I like to share? Things like that. And Casey was one of those people that swiped up almost immediately. It was like, start stalking my page. So Casey, if you are listening to this episode, you're going to learn a lot more on the back end of this about you, okay? So I followed her and I've been watching her, and she was a student at a great school here in Utah, but I was like, she's still posting stuff that like is attracting like people to her page. I like what she's posting. I like the style of it. And I think anybody could always improve with social media, but from what I was seeing initially, I liked it. So I was like, okay. And so she was kind of somebody that I was watching. So then let's flash forward to March or April of this year. Now we're going to get really into like the actual hiring process that I did. So in March, I had an appointment with this amazing business lawyer who especially works with other estheticians and whatnot. Her name is Danielle Stead. She's located in California, but she can help you out pretty much in most states, I'm pretty sure. Danielle, if you're listening, please correct me. But I had an online meeting with her, and we kind of went over like legalities, what the steps are that we need to do to hire somebody. She instructed me a lot. She really wanted me to take this as like a whole process. So during that Zoom call with her, she said I need to have at least a 3 to 4 stage interview process. And we'll get into that in a second. And I was like, oh, okay. So not just like a one and done kind of thing. Like, we're going to make sure we're getting down to the nitty gritty. And I really, really, really like that she gave me that advice and that we followed it, because I do think it helped me each time get a better idea, not only on who I wanted to hire, but also on how to be a better business owner, especially in the aesthetics industry. So it was just an amazing call. I've already sent a few people over to Danielle, because she's just so great. And from there, it was just a lot of messaging back and forth throughout the hiring process. Maybe I did have questions for her. She was always so responsive, gave me great advice. So I would take her advice and would put it into my decisions with each stage. So she did weigh in quite a bit with, you know, who we ended up choosing. And so did quite a few people. But anyway, after that call, I think it was, I went on a trip for a training in beginning of April. So I believe it was right after that is when I officially posted like, hi, I'm accepting resumes and whatnot from there. And oh my gosh, I received, and we'll get in, like, I'll explain this in a second, but I received within that day, first day, it was really funny. Within that first day, I think I received, it was like 29 resumes. And by the time I officially was like, okay, I'm done accepting resumes, like 2 days later, I had received 38 resumes total to our FacePlan email. And yes, that is a lot, but here's the thing. Some people were still in school and were going to be in school for another year. So that kind of already disqualified them from the process because I needed somebody soon. I had a couple people who were out of state and with reciprocity and everything. I was like, are you, like, I had looked at it and they weren't planning on moving to Utah, but they're like, I will if I get this job. And I'm like, honestly, I'm like, oh, that's a lot of weight on my shoulders as the business owner to make sure you do really, really well. And of course, I feel that way anyway, but there was some conflict of interest where there were people with their own practices, but they wanted to also work for mine. And again, while I do want to support every esthetician out there, I want people to grow. It again, especially talking with my lawyer, that is a conflict of interest because you never know if that person, what they're going to do when it comes to your business. And then if they already have their own established business, whether it's a solo SC or working, if they have their own place even, and, you know, kind of taking clients, to be honest. So that kind of maybe disqualify them, schedule and availability, things like that. So from those resumes, we narrowed it down to 16 first in-person interviews. So the first in-person interviews were to get to know each of those people, get to know their schooling, their, you know, their education, their skills so far, their experience, get to know their personalities a little bit. Because obviously you don't want to ever butt heads when you own a business. And you know what, you know, as a person, you tend to know what personalities you do well with and what ones you don't, things like that. So that was the first interview process. And I took notes throughout every single interview, would send them, you know, and show them to like my husband. I would ask my lawyer her opinion on like some questions I had brought up from that. And my assistant, she was there for a lot of the interview process. I would ask her opinion because she knows the business. She started out as a client, Jocelyn did. So she knows FacePlant pretty well. A CPA gave his input quite a bit, like things like that. Would ask other estheticians who I knew were in the hiring process, you know, what they're doing. And from the 16 first interviews, we then brought it down to 7 second interviews. And these second interviews were practicals. So in the practical interviews, what we had people do was the fire and ice facial, which is a very popular facial at FacePlant Aesthetics. But I thought it was a good one to kind of see technique, especially when it comes to doing a treatment, get to see who was looking to the product knowledge info a bit more as far as what we were doing, what products we were using, what their benefits are, to, you know, to make sure that people are doing their homework. And they performed the facial on either me, my assistant Jocelyn, or my husband Curtis. And from there, we sent the recordings, we would watch the recordings, and we would narrow it down, or we did narrow it down, I mean, to 4 third interviews. And these third interviews, I did a mock consultation, and we recorded these as well, where I had them perform, basically. And I didn't tell them how I would normally perform a consultation. I wanted to see the things that they thought of, that they knew that they should be asking. I wanted to really test that back end side of things, because obviously we have to be careful when we're estheticians, when we're in this industry, liability, right? So I want to make sure, like, okay, what are they asking? What are they looking into? What is their verbiage even? What are they recommending based off of my, Jocelyn was our little puppet, I mean, again, for the mock consultations. And I'd be paying attention, okay, based off what Jocelyn said, what are they, you know, how are they responding to that? And again, we recorded that. So that's what we did. And then afterwards, I would ask kind of more detailed or ask again questions in regard to just technical stuff, like, you know, what, again, do you, are you certified in currently? What trainings would you need? What, what trainings do you already have? What things would I have to front as the business owner to make sure that you are going to be able to do all the treatments that I need you to do? No problem. Things like that. Because obviously it's a lot of money to get trained in a lot of things. And depending on what you're trained in, what you're not, if you weren't able to, as a business owner, if I really wanted you, I was going to be fronting that money. So then financially, when talking with like our CPA and everything, I had to know kind of who was going to be, you know, like how each person was, how much each person was kind of going to cost me to hire them. To look at that aspect, because we had to look at, obviously, what is their personality like? Is it personality that we feel like would mesh well with our current clients and future clients of Faceplant, just knowing our vibes and everything here? What is their education and their skills? Are they already certified in certain things we do? Do they need to be certified in certain things? When they move and everything, I told my assistant I wanted her, especially, and my husband, to pay attention to certain things that the estheticians in the second round of interviews did with the practical, because again, they know how I move and everything. I was like, we want somebody who's going to be similar. I want your feedback and whatnot. So that went into it. Liability wise, who was going to be a higher liability, honestly, with, again, how much they would need to be trained. Also, training and scheduling did come into play. Like, okay, I only have about 4-ish weeks to train whomever I hire. Is that enough time for this person, this person, this person, this person? I had to look into that. Had to look into so much. Their social media is a little bit. There was just so much I had to look into and consider. Yes, and that, again, included finances. And my CPA kind of told us, you know, who financially made the most sense and stuff, who didn't, or, and then from there we would have to consider what the trade-off would be compared to their skills with other people and their certification. So then we had to go back and look at their resumes and my notes and see, okay, there was a lot of that kind of stuff. But anyway, from those four third interviews, and after a lot, and it took a little longer to deliberate and get a definitive answer from everybody, and obviously I'm in charge because I'm the owner, but I did want everybody who was involved in this process's opinions. And it did take a little bit longer than expected to hear back from a couple people that I was involving. And it was very hard, truthfully, to make this decision. Like, I wanted to hire all four of those last girls if I could. I was like, dang it. I would hire all of them in a heartbeat if I had the space, if I had the finances to hire them, if we had that much of a demand and need for all of them. But obviously, we don't currently. one day we will. We're manifesting it. But we did have to narrow it down to the one. And we had to, again, look at it from different aspects, not just who's an esthetician. And the one that for Faceplant Aesthetics currently that made the most sense was Casey. So Casey, if you're listening again, that's how we came to the decision of you. And I truthfully like loved everybody that came in and interviewed. And I was really, really appreciative that people showed so much interest in working at Faceplant Aesthetics and wanted to learn from me and grow and whatnot. It really meant a lot. I was like, honestly, I was stressing, and I know especially Jocelyn can attest to it, because I would be freaking out at work after and in between interviews and everything. Just that, like, oh, I don't want them to hate me if I'm not hiring them. Maybe in the future I'd love for them too, but I can only hire one, like freaking out. Because truthfully, like, honestly, there's so many candidates. But that's how we went through that process. So that's the hiring process, basically, guys. We did a 3-interview stage process. And from when I posted officially, I'm accepting resumes in beginning mid-April, to when we officially offered the position to Casey, it was about a 6-week process in making that decision. Now we're in the onboarding phase. Casey just had her first 2 days at work this last weekend. I'm recording this on Monday this week. And so far, like, I mean, already, like, I know she's a great fit. So I've gotten some messages from you guys, text messages, Instagram DMs and whatnot, that you're so excited about her, that you are so excited that I found somebody I'm confident in to take care of my current clients while I'm on maternity leave. And of course, I'm taking you guys back when I come from maternity leave, but how excited you are, how great you think she already fits into Faceplant Aesthetics. I've had people who haven't been clients yet who swiped up on our little Instagram story announcing Casey, who were like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy you finally hired somebody, because I've been saving up and wanting to start getting my skin taken care of by you at Faceplant Aesthetics, but you're not accepting new clients anymore. You know, you've been booked busy forever, and you've said once you do hire somebody, you're not going to accept new clients, so that way you can build their books, yada, yada, yada. So I'm so excited you hired somebody. They look so great. I'm going to book with them the second their books open. Just so receptive already. And as a business owner, because that hiring process was stressing me out, guys, it means so much, because we are, like, not only did we do that long hiring process, we're spending about at least 4 weeks training Casey as well. We're making sure she knows the protocols for our treatment. She knows the back end of how to do things. And obviously she might, even while I'm on maternity leave, have a little growth period, and that's to be expected. And I'm patient with that. And I hope you guys are too, as my clients. I'm sure you will be. But, you know, also just like the nitty gritty on product knowledge and everything. And I truthfully believe that this decision was made for a reason, that she was the right decision to have made right now. And we are so stoked for her, especially knowing where Faceplant is going. And obviously, I'm not talking too much about that right now. I am keeping quite a bit of the details, things I've been working on the back end of my life for honestly over a year now, on the hush hush. I think she's a great choice for where we are headed as well, for what my huge goals are for Faceplant Aesthetics. So, so, so excited for that. Onboarding process, maybe I can make another episode in the future on how all of that is working. But basically, you know, it's just getting all the tax paperwork filled out, payroll stuff filled out, you know, having all the certifications, licensures and everything, make sure they're all good, the insurance, again, the trainings for protocols, products, back end stuff, all that we gotta do. That's kind of the onboarding stuff. But I didn't want to have just like a 2-3 day training process. I wanted to make sure that I could be as confident as possible, again, knowing that there was probably still gonna be a learning curve even after I go on maternity leave, but I'm only a text away, or, you know, once I'm able to, I'm only a 20 minute drive from work. But I literally am taking at least a 4 week, maybe it's actually 5 weeks, it's 4 or 5 week process of training her, because I really am detailed with what we're doing with our hiring process and our onboarding process. And I know that, truthfully, again, a lot of Faceplant Aesthetics' future, is short-term future and long-term, does rely on me and training my estheticians properly, training them to be what you guys as my clients need them to be. So that's what a huge focus of mine is on. And I am going on maternity leave, by the time you listen to this, less than a month away, which is insane. Oh my gosh. But I want to make sure again that we have got our esthetician as prepped as possible. So I am taking for the next month, I purposely did it in my schedule where I'm not personally taking clients as long of a day or whatever that I was even a couple weeks ago, because I wanted to be able to dedicate more time to training our esthetician, Casey. And so that's also part of why availability has been slimmer and slimmer over the last couple weeks, and it's continuing to be. And then I'm going on maternity leave, so then I'm gone anyway for a little bit. But yeah, guys, that was the hiring process. That's how I did it. If anybody has any more like detailed questions about it, let me know and I can try to answer them. Just message me on Instagram. That would be great. I will try to get back to your messages as quickly as I can. Yeah, I appreciate you guys listening to this episode, learning more about kind of what went into hiring our newest master esthetician at Faceplant Aesthetics and just how much detail I really try to put into this process, especially if you're a client. Know that I really try to give my all with everything I do, and that includes this hiring process to provide the best for you at Faceplant Aesthetics and any future clients too. Like, we really care about you guys. You are first and foremost our biggest concern. In fact, I did even ask on Instagram, what do you want me to look for and whom I hire? And that did come into play with the decision we made as well. So I appreciate those of you that gave me your input, because again, like, I really try to involve you guys a ton, because at the end of the day, you're why we're able to do what we do. And we do love you guys so much. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a good rest of your weekend. And I will talk with you next week. Bye.